Hey, Dan Sheridan here. Thanks for listening. This is Lesson 8 in our series on American history. We are in the discovery portion of this series. Let's get started. You know, there was very little known about the world outside of Europe in the days of Columbus. And there were only two main works on geography in those days. One was written in Spain in the Latin language by a man named Mila around AD 50. The other was written in Egypt in the Greek language by an Egyptian native named Ptolemy, and he wrote it around 150 AD. In other words, no progress was made in the field of geography for over 1,000 years. Imagine that. Not too good in progress in the area of geography. So those were the two main maps that were in circulation. Now, both Mila and Ptolemy believed that there was a continent south of the equator, but they had major differences in their beliefs. Ptolemy believed that continent was connected to Africa and Asia, and that meant it would be practically an endless journey south before you could ever head east again, if it could be done. But Mila believed an ocean separated them, so Mila's map was a little bit more cheering, a little bit more hopeful to the sailors of those days. So to sum it up, according to Ptolemy, it would be impossible to sail around Africa into the Indian Ocean. But according to Mila, it could be done without even heading as far south as the equator. Now, the Portuguese were hoping Mila was right. So imagine the discouragement of the Portuguese sailors when in 1471, they reached the equator off the African coast without finding Mila's ocean. Oh no, they thought Ptolemy might be right. Africa might be endless. So the trip around Africa to the Indian Ocean may be a very, very long trip, a lot longer than they imagined. Now, this is the state of things in which we must consider Columbus. He was one of those inquiring minds that started looking west. And let's try to put this into further context so we can appreciate what Columbus was doing and thinking. 300 years before Christ, Aristotle said the earth was round. Ptolemy thought it was about 21,600 miles in circumference. Now, most learned men went with Aristotle and Ptolemy. However, the clergy taught and convinced the common people that the earth was flat. So for a man to propose sailing west was quite a thing. It was going against orthodoxy. That's no easy thing to do, especially in those days. The Magellan even said this. He said, "The church says the earth is flat, but I know that it is round, for I have seen the shadow of the moon, and I have more faith in a shadow than in the church." That's what Magellan said. It took courage to say that in days when religion and the sword were united. Ooh, scary. Well, Columbus, contrary to orthodoxy, believed the earth was round. But it's one thing to maintain a theory. It's another thing to risk your life proving it. According to the theory, the earth is a globe. And reasoning thus, Columbus believed you could eventually reach the Indies by sailing due west. And by 1471, there were those who reasoned this way. And of course, Columbus was the main man. But the whole point of the venture, remember, was the distance. The goal was to recover what was lost when the Turks took over the trade routes with the East. Europeans wanted to get their hands back on the jewels, the silks, the spices, and other products of the Indies, China, and Japan. They wanted to revive that business. So was it shorter to go around Africa or sail west to achieve this goal? Which one was shorter? Because it's practical. Business means you want to do things that are the cheapest way possible, and a longer journey would be a lot more expensive. Now, there was one astronomer named Toscanelli that devised a map that encouraged Columbus. It was a little bit different than Mila's or Ptolemy's. Toscanelli assured Columbus that sailing west was much shorter, but the problem was that the actual length of Asia was unknown at that time, and Toscanelli's map reflected this ignorance. His calculation had China's east coast where California now is. Imagine that. Think in your mind for a map. Imagine if China was where California now is. That's what they thought in that map. And Japan would have been where the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean islands are. So he was just a bit off. But that was a good thing, remember. Columbus loved this map, and he carried it with him on his voyage. So we see how a mistake led to the discovery of America. If it was known that that a whole continent and the Pacific Ocean lay between Spain and Japan, Columbus probably would never have made his trip. Columbus had a theory, and he was willing to prove his theory. However, he still needed one more thing without which he couldn't make his trip. It's something we all wish we had more of. What was it? Also, we're going to discuss what kings and queens thought of his plan. Again, that's in our next lesson. This is Dan Sheridan. Thanks for listening. Until next time, remember this. Be good to one another because we're in this together.